Thanks for tuning in to our podcast, Leaders, Followers, and everything in between. We love having you here. It is our mission to bring you all of the latest and greatest tips and skills and know-how and how to make your personal life and business life the very best it can be. We know that you have it in you. We believe in you. We just want to show you how.
Now give yourselves a round of applause for tuning in. This podcast is all about giving you the win. Let's go!
Today, I want to talk about 3 hidden secrets that can help anyone overcome anything, including the COVID-19 pandemic. You see, everyone has a story right now, something that has affected them. Right now, over 200,000 Americans have lost their lives due to COVID-19. And I can't even tell you the profound sadness that engulfs my heart when I think about the families that have overcome, that are still overcoming this tragedy, this disaster. I myself have lost a loved one due to COVID-19. So it's overwhelming. But in the midst of some of the darkest moments in history, there's always been people to find a light. And there's always been people to help other people find the light. And that is what I'm here to do. I want to talk to your heart. I want to talk to your mind. I want to talk to your soul. I want you to have that hope. I want you to have that bright glimmer in your eyes again, because so many people have lost it. So many people have lost that bright glimmer of hope in their eyes. But I want you to know that it can return, that you have greatness within you. The first secret I would like to share, it is very simple. Play your position with purpose. Again, play your position with purpose. You know you have a great purpose. You know that every single human being has a purpose in their life that they alone can only fulfill. I believe that every single one of us has come here to planet Earth to contribute something to humanity that only us can contribute. So you have a deep, profound purpose. I don't care who you are. You have this purpose in your life. Now, I want you to think about this. The chances of you being born is actually 400 trillion to 1. That's the same probability of you winning the lottery 9,000 times. Again, that's the same probability of you receiving a royal flush in poker 650,000 times. Can you imagine that? That's the same probability of you getting hit by lightning 33 million times. You see, none of the things that have happened in your life is random. You do have a purpose. And one of the books that have impacted me so much is a book by this gentleman by the name of Viktor Frankl. He wrote a profound book of him escaping Auschwitz, a Nazi concentration camp. And his secret was having a sense of a greater purpose. His secret was having a profound belief that he was created for something better. He was created for something greater. And that's what I want to say to you, is that you were created for something better. You were created for something greater. In Man's Search for Meaning, Frankl talks about a lot of the things that helped him overcome all of the different tragedies that he was experiencing in Auschwitz. Now, the core of Frankl's philosophy is that a man's deepest desire is to find meaning in his life. And if you can find meaning, you can survive anything, according to Frankl. Frankl found meaning in his experiences in the concentration camp by deciding that he was going to use his suffering as an opportunity to make himself a better person. Instead of becoming apathetic and accepting the doom that he was experiencing in Auschwitz, he chose to embrace the suffering. He chose to take his negative and turn it into a positive. According to Frankl, while a man's destiny in life is certainly affected by the situations and circumstances he finds himself in his life, he is certainly free to choose his own attitude and his own path in life. Even in the worst possible situations, such as the one he found himself in a concentration camp, man always has the freedom to choose his mental state of mind in life. Frankl claimed that there are 3 ways that you can find meaning in life. He said, number 1 is through your work. Number two is through love, and number three is through suffering. You see, he spent 3 years in this concentration camp, and he said he just kept thinking. So one of the things that he was thinking about and focusing on was his potential. Can you imagine that? He was thinking about his potential. Frankl motivated himself day by day by thinking about the work he wanted to do after leaving the concentration camp. He thought about a manuscript that was stolen from him by the Nazi soldiers. And he said when he got out of that concentration camp, he was going to be working on his book. And he noticed that people all around him, they were getting such feelings of doom, and they felt like they were never going to make it out. But he just kept thinking about different things. He had an image of his wife that he said he would just close his eyes and think about that image of his wife to help him get through. In other words, in the worst possible situation in his life, he kept thinking about purpose. He kept thinking about destiny. He kept thinking about his God-given destiny and purpose. Now, I want you to do the same thing during this pandemic. In the midst of so much pain, I want you to think about your blessings. I want you to think about how you are an overcomer. I want you to think about how you're going to make it through this one because you have a deeper purpose. You have something to live for. You can't die and go out like that. No, no, no. You know, I also want to talk to you about how you can examine how the negative experiences that you have had has made you a better person. Think about that for a second. Ask, how has this difficult moment changed me for the better? What have you learned about yourself? What strengths have you learned that you have and that you possess because of this difficult moment that we're going through, this difficult moment that your family is going through? What good characteristics has it brought out of you? I know it's brought a lot of good things out of you. A good friend of mine always says this. He says, human beings are like tea bags. Once you heat them up and put them in water, whatever is on the inside of them is going to come out on the outside of them. And that is exactly what life does to us. Whatever is on the inside of you will always shine through on the outside when you face a tragedy, when you face adversity. Whatever is on the inside, it has to come out. And so whatever you put in is what's going to come out. You know, you will start to develop a deep sense of self, a deep sense of meaning when you learn to think positive about the different hardships that you have experienced in your life. And I want you to think about those sorts of things. I want you to think about them very, very deeply, to examine the negative experiences of your life and ask yourself, how is this making me a better person? How is this making me a profound person? I also want you to think about how you can control the narrative that you're telling yourself. How you can control the narrative that you're telling yourself. You see, every single one of us, we have a narrative. We have a story that we're telling ourselves. It's like this never-ending movie that's playing over and over and over inside of our heads. What are you filling your mind with? What are you telling yourself about the various things that you're going through? When you start to engage in negative thinking, you need to interrupt that negative story with a positive story and redirect those negative thoughts and turn them into positive thoughts, because truly you are the only one that is in control of your thoughts. I once heard a preacher once said, he said, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you surely can stop a bird from building a nest. That is so true. That is so true. So sometimes you're going to have a negative thought or a negative feeling, but you got to stop it. And as Maya Angelou once said, she said, you may not be able to control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. How profound, Miss Maya Angelou, always one with the words. You can't allow these things to reduce you. Maybe you had a situation that happened to you. Let's say, for example, you had a great childhood, a great family when you were growing up, and all of a sudden, your mom and dad decides to get a divorce. And that one single event absolutely changes your mind. It changes the narrative. Before, you had the story that, hey, I have a storied life. I have a great life. But this divorce changed everything. I once had a client come to me and say, listen, I had this exact scenario happen to me. She came from a great family and her mom and dad decides to get a divorce. She was crushed. So guess what? The story she played over and over in her head is this. All relationships are doomed. Can you imagine that? All relationships are doomed. That's what she kept playing over and over. And she came to me as a life coach to help her because she kept getting herself into bad relationships. Why? Because she kept playing this story over and over in her head that all relationships are doomed. So guess what happens? So when you are having a negative story that's being played over and over in your head, it turns into a limiting belief. So now when you're going into a relationship, you're not going to go into that relationship with a clean slate. You're going to bring in a lot of baggage with you. And guess what? That limiting belief turns into what I call confirmation bias. Now, what is confirmation bias? Confirmation bias is a tendency to give or a tendency to favor information confirming your pre-existing prejudices or beliefs. So it's like you already have this concept of whatever thing that you're thinking about, and you're only going to pick out information that confirms that thing that you already believe instead of letting the facts speak for themselves. You see the big difference? Now, the confirmation bias turns into what I like to call self-fulfilling prophecies. Now, what is a self-fulfilling prophecy? A self-fulfilling prophecy is a belief or an explanation that you give about a person or a future event that manifests itself simply because you believe that it will. So now this limiting belief turns into a confirmation bias, then it turns into a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because you have this negative belief that, guess what? No matter what, all relationships are doomed. You are going to act a certain type of way and treat your partners a certain type of way that will eventually become a self-fulfilling prophecy of them actually leaving you or you leaving them or the relationship being a messed up relationship, because this is the type of thinking or what I like to call stinking thinking that you allowed in your life. The story is told of an old man who decided to change the negative stories around him into a positive story. You see, we all have an ability to change the negative stories for a positive story. Now, he had his very expensive horse, and all of his neighbors were telling him, you need to sell this horse, you need to sell this horse. But he decides to keep it, and all of the elders came to him and says, you're making a bad decision. You're making a bad choice. Why are you keeping this expensive horse while you can sell it and make money for yourself and your family? He said, listen, who's to say? This is just a blessing. I enjoy the horse. I'm keeping it. Next thing you know, he wakes up in the morning and the horse is gone. The elders return to him and say, see, we told you, you made a bad decision. You should have sold it, made the money for your family. Now the horse has been stolen and all of that money that you invested in that horse is now gone. So he thought to himself, well, how do you know it's stolen? What if the horse just went away and is going to come back, or someone mistakenly took the horse and is going to return it, or someone is going to return the horse. So he had all these different things going on in his mind, but he chose to look at it from a positive perspective. A day goes by, 2 days go by, 3 days go by. All of a sudden, the horse returns. But guess what? Guess what? The horse returns with 13 other horses. The elders came back to him and says, listen, you are right. You started off with one horse. Now you have 14 horses. And he said, I told you, just by maintaining a positive mental attitude, that things was going to work out. The next thing you know, his son decides to train some of these wild horses and falls off the horse and breaks not one, but both of his legs. The elders came to him and said again, "Listen, I told you, you should have never, ever gotten this horse in the first place. Now look, your son, who is your partner in your farm, is not going to be able to work. And guess what? You're going to be out a whole lot of money and your farm might go out of business." He said to the elders, "Listen, you never know what the reason that these things happen. And there could be a positive thing that can come out of this." A few days go by and the emperor comes to this village or sends a word to this village that all of the young boys have to go to fight in a very, very, very serious war. And he assures them that most of the young boys will not return because it's going to be a very, 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 very dangerous, dangerous war. The elders came to him and said, "You see, you were actually lucky and fortunate that your son broke both of his legs and was not summoned to go to war." You see, it all boils down to what story are you telling yourself? Everything that happens in our lives can be looked upon in a negative way, or it can be looked on in a positive way. But the choice is actually ours. How are we going to actually look at the different things? When you think about the pandemic, there are so many companies that were started in the 1930s during the Great Depression. Okay? So many of these major, major corporations were started in the Great Depression. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. And, you know, we have the ability. We have the ability to be positive. We have the ability to find joy in the various hardships that we go through in our lives. But guess what? The choice is ours. The choice is ours. What are we going to do with those negative things that happen to us in our lives? I want you to overcome them. And I want you to also let go. I want you to think about it. Let go and let God. The story is told of a professor who was trying to impart some wisdom the last day of school to her most valued students. She brings out a glass of water, very simple glass of water. And all of a sudden the kids think, "Oh yeah, she's going to do that same old illustration. Is the cup half full or is the cup half empty?" They're thinking about this in their mind. Instead, she takes a whole different direction, a whole different direction. She holds the cup up and she says, "How much does this glass of water weigh?" So she had a couple of answers. Some kid says, "Well, it weighs a half a pound." Another kid says, "It weighs a pound." Another kid says, "It weighs a few ounces." And she says, "Guess what? It's irrelevant. The question of how much does this glass of water weigh is absolutely irrelevant. The real question is, how long can you hold the cup? Because guess what? If you hold this cup of water for 30 minutes, it's not going to be that heavy. But if you hold it for 10 hours, then it starts to be heavy. If you hold it for 2 days, oh my goodness, it starts to be heavy. It'll weigh a ton. It'll weigh the same amount in your mind as a car. If you hold it for a week, your hands will probably fall off because you won't be able to hold that tiny glass of water." The professor then looks at her class and says, "This is an illustration of life. We all will have hardships. We all will have problems. We all will have people that double cross us. But if we decide to hold it and hold it and hold these negative feelings and hold these negative thoughts in our minds, something that starts off so small will weigh a ton." So I'm encouraging you today, let it go. Let it go. It's going to be okay. Thank you very much.
It has been a pleasure and a privilege. Please go to GibsonSylvester.com/podcast to find out more about this podcast and also to browse helpful resources that will help you in your personal and business life. Thank you very much.